This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Today, the nominations will be revealed for the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards. This is the largest statewide high school musical competition in the U.S., and the awards ceremony is tantamount to the Tony Awards, complete with red carpet and live TV coverage. Tony Award-winning and Marietta native Shuler Hensley, for whom the awards are named after, is here in studio. We are so honored to have you.
This is fantastic. This is my favorite time of year. Even more so than the Tonys is this award show.
So take us back to your high school days. What was your first musical? Do you remember?
Of course I remember.
It was yesterday.
It was only a few years ago, I believe. No, I went to Westminster Schools in Atlanta, and I was a three-sport athlete. But I was born and raised, my mom was a ballet director, so I was sort of raised in the theater as well. So my mom was a ballet director, my dad was an All-American football player at Georgia Tech. So I did sports and theater, and my first musical at Westminster was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and I played the Pharaoh, the Elvis, and I had the gold, tight gold lamé pants on and the suit and the... You know, I was wandering along the banks of the river. You know, the Elvis. So it was fantastic.
Well, the road since that first production led you to Broadway, where in 2002 you won a Tony Award for the best featured actor in the musical Oklahoma.
In the words of Judd Fry, that's a dinger, that is. You get up here and you totally blank out. Thank you.
Take us back to that moment. What was that like for you?
Well, that was a culmination of a couple of years being a part of that production. It started in London at the National Theater, and I was the outsider, Judd Fry, and a little-known actor named Hugh Jackman was Curly McLean. I'll never forget the first time I saw Hugh. He came into the rehearsal room straight from Australia, and nobody knew who he was, and he didn't have shoes on, and I was thinking, they don't wear shoes in Australia. Very interesting. But we became fast friends, and we're friends to this day, and he helps with these awards all the time. He does some shout-outs, and he says he's going to come down and be a part of this.
All right, so you mentioned that you were actually an athlete as well, and I know high school football is religion here in the South. Sure. Cheerleading is even big business for high schools. You know, typically high school musical theater has not gotten that kind of celebration, but that seems to be changing. Do you notice that, and what's behind it?
It's really changed from the moment of like the programs like Glee, where, you know, you have these whole TV series focused on that part of high school and that part of the arts. And because of that, I think kids have over the years realized, you know what, I like to sing, I like to be on stage, I like to act, and I can also do that as well as the sports. So I think over time and every year you kind of see that. You know, our award show started with 13 high schools 9 years ago, and now we're at 75 high schools. So that's just an example of how musical theater and theater in general has just grown in the high school community.
Yeah, in popularity. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards, which are named after you, Shuler Hensley Awards, they've been around since 2009. Mm-hmm. How do they work? How are students nominated, judged, and ultimately, how do they win?
We have a whole group of volunteer judges. Three judges go to each high school's performance, and they have a set of criteria that they judge on. And so it's my guilty pleasure to come in and meet these kids, not only from the metro Atlanta area, but from the North Georgia mountains down to Savannah and every place in between. And you find these kids that come from high schools that don't really have any sort of budget for a musical, but they're amazing performers, you know? And so that sort of gives you an idea of what theater means to everybody.
Mm. The top prize winners of the night will be leading actor and leading actress. Mm-hmm. They'll go on to compete in the National Musical Theater Awards on Broadway in New York.
Right.
How big a deal is that?
I think it's huge. I mean, the leading actress and actor go to New York and they spend a week there and they do the same sort of thing they do here, but on a national level. So they're meeting kids from every other, you know, competition in the country. Then they perform on a Broadway stage, which is pretty much, it's a dream, right? I wanted that when I was a kid. What happened? I was born in the wrong. Although, thank goodness, I wasn't born now because everyone, all these kids are triple threats. You know, they could dance, sing, and act. Mm-hmm. I could hum. And I was big, so.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Have you been able to take in any high school theater? And I'm wondering if you've gone to shows and what have you observed that you like and what can perhaps be done better in high school theater?
Well, I just remember my own experience in high school. And, you know, obviously the you get into the quality of the sets and the lighting and the technical aspect is going to vary greatly. But you see the light in their eyes. You see the click. I like to call it the click, is when these kids are standing in front of a live audience and the spotlight's on them. Music's in the background, and they start singing, and they get through this. And not only do they get through the song, but they've been able to convey some sort of emotion or feeling to the audience, and the audience gets it. There's that moment where you connect with a huge number of people, and that's just going to help these kids the rest of their lives, whether or not they end up in theater. It's that those moments in life where you feel true connection and being one with a group of people. I just find that to be invaluable.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been your life.
It is. Yes. And those moments don't happen even on Broadway. But when they do happen, it makes everything worth it.
All right. Shuler Hensley is a Tony Award-winning actor. I love saying that.
I do. I love hearing that. Wait, could you say it one more time?
Shuler Hensley is a Tony Award-winning actor. GPB TV is going to broadcast the awards live on April 20th. And, of course, you will host this magnificent event. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolute pleasure.
GPB is streaming the nominations for the Shuler Hensley Awards live at noon today. You can watch at gpb.org. But now, enjoy a little of Hensley's Tony Award-winning performance from the play Oklahoma. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.
He's laying in a coffin made of wood.
Wood.
And folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad, and now they know their friend has gone for good.